Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 305. The tissue or organ we select for today's discussion is enamel. We will be discussing the so-called disease significant biological special program according to GNM of the enamel of teeth. It is the outermost covering of the crown of a tooth. Crown is the part of tooth that is visible above the level of gums. We call the part of tooth that is below the level of gums as root. Enamel is the top layer of the crown. It contains large amounts of minerals, more than what are contained in the dentin part just under the enamel. These minerals give the strength to protect the teeth from their daily use like chewing, biting and grinding. Equivalent to the neural network of the periosteum, which we will learn later, the enamel also has two layers, an inner layer close to the dentin and an outer visible layer. Just like the periosteum of the bones, the periosteum of the dental bone is called periodontium or odontoperiosteum. It is lining on the top of the dental bone consisting of squamous epithelium. The outer layer of the enamel is harder and is also consisting of squamous epithelium. The enamel originates from the embryonic germ layer of ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. Inside the cerebral cortex, the brain controlling center is located in the premotor sensory cortex. There is a crossover correlation, meaning the enamel of the right teeth is controlled from the left side of the cerebral cortex and the enamel of the left teeth is controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. We learned earlier that the biological conflict linked to the dentin is not being able to bite. In the case of enamel, the biological conflict is not being allowed to bite. It can be like this. One is not allowed to bite into one's favorite food like the oral conflict. Or like a big dog is not allowed to bite a small dog because the master is not allowing him to do so, the individual is prevented from biting or snapping at someone who is less stronger and who is in a lower position because of the rules of etiquette or political correctness. Keeping oneself away from saying or snapping at someone just not to hurt the individual also can cause a bite conflict. Another conflict linked to the enamel is not being allowed or not being able to hold on to something like the mother cat holding her kitten by gripping its neck with her teeth. In all these cases, it is a sort of separation conflict. Remember here, the biological conflict linked to the periosteum is a severe separation conflict. The individual perception of the conflict situation determines which teeth are to be affected. This is also in correspondence to the specific function of the teeth. For example, when not being allowed to bite, snap at someone or show one's teeth, his incisors or front teeth used for biting and cutting the food will be affected. When not being allowed to snatch a person, his canines or corner teeth used for gripping and tearing food will be affected. When not being allowed to crunch or grind an opponent, or chewing him up and spitting him out, his molars or back teeth used for crunching and chewing the food will be affected. Here, the right side or left side or even both sides affection is determined by one's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother, child or partner related. Before we proceed to the details, please understand that the SBS of the tooth enamel follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, meaning hypersensitivity during conflict active phase and epileptoid crisis, and hyposensitivity during the healing phase. Conflict active phase of the SBS of the enamel is characterized by the ulceration causing the cavities. They are different from the cavities we learned in case of the dentin. The biological purpose of the loss of enamel is to make the teeth blunt in order to be unable to bite because it is not allowed to bite. The tooth pain related to the enamel occurs during the CA phase and is to be understood as tooth rheumatism. It is similar to the rheumatic pain involving the periosteal nerves. Exactly like the neural network covering the periosteum, the odontoperiosteum or the periodontium positioned on top of the tooth bone also is supplied by highly sensitive nerves. Here, please remember that the toothache in the SBS of the dentin occurs during the healing phase and is the result of stretching of the periodontium. Sensitivity to heat and cold is a very characteristic symptom in the loss of enamel. Prolonged conflict activity can cause decayed tooth with black discoloration, varying from black spots to entire blackness depending on the intensity and duration of the conflict. These cavities and decaying have no relation with foods or drinks, including the sweets. During the healing phase, the enamel tissue is replenished. But this process is very slow even if there is no relapsing of conflicts. Once the repair is over, the particular area of the teeth affected will remain darker. The standard medical view is against this explanation. Accordingly, the conventional medicine holds that the enamel does not have the ability to repair but has the ability to remineralize. That means the areas that experienced early demineralization regain minerals, and that is how the cavity formation or the caries process gets stopped. Friends, see how rationally and scientifically the German New Medicine explains the dental conditions. Please learn them thoroughly, spread it widely. With my best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.